Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. I'm Sean, your host, and today we're going to chat about failure, that ugly, negative, scary thing called failure, something that we're so scared of, we don't even take action that might potentially fail because we don't want to experience it. That's how bad it is. And today, I'm hoping by the end of this episode, you might feel a little differently about failure and have a little more positive thought or idea or feeling when it comes to failure, and maybe even take action that might end in failure because it also might end in success. So that's our goal for today. It's going to be a shorter episode because two things. First of all, I am working around the clock to get ready to have my live workshop with all wellness entrepreneurs about how to actually make money in your wellness business. That is today. If you are listening to this when it airs, you might already be too late unless it's you're listening to it right first thing in the morning. It is at 11 a.m. today, September 11th, 2020. And if you still have time and you are an entrepreneur and you want to join me, well, that would be lovely. You should. You can register over at seanminer.com/money workshop. Register there. And then it's also going to be a short episode because I am deep in the announcement and the opening and the enrollment of my brand new project that I can finally share with you today. I can tell you what it is. I can tell you what it's about. I can tell you how it works, all that good stuff. So I'm going to do so a little bit today. I won't do a ton of it. I'll let you know where to go if you do want to learn more and see if it's right for you. But I just am excited, and so I want to share that with you, even if it's not something that's necessarily up your alley, because it is specifically for wellness entrepreneurs. So that includes nutritionists, personal trainers, massage therapists, health coaches, acupuncturists, energy workers. I mean, the list goes on and on, but really anybody who has the passion and the purpose to help others with their health and wellness, and who does so by attracting clients. That is who this project is for, and it is called Unstuck Entrepreneur. A lot of entrepreneurs are stuck. They are stuck in a combination of fear of entrepreneurship, of business ownership, of taking that step, and they are also stuck in the strategy, processes, and practical things you have to do to have a successful business. Like, they're so stuck in that, and there's so much muddiness and muckiness going on in that their business is stuck, and they're either playing small themselves, or their business isn't what they want or where they want it to be, or it's not successful, it's not profitable, all these things. So in a nutshell, you can call that stuck. I think we can all agree that that is a really good term. So then to get unstuck, what do we do? Well, we now know, because if you listened to last week's episode, I shared this with you, but if you didn't, I'll share it with you today, that in order to get really unstuck in any area of your life, you have to first do some digging, do some work on yourself to understand why you're where you're at in the first place. And the same thing applies to business, maybe even more so. So we have to first work on ourselves. We have to build awareness. We have to get past our fears. We have to create new stories. We have to work on our intuition and build some intentions, which we've talked about in a past episode not too long ago. So set our intentions. We need to get into alignment, energetic alignment, with the business that we want, with being the entrepreneur that we want to be. We have to do a lot of work on ourselves. 80%, like I said, is this mindset and energy work when it comes to entrepreneurship. And then we apply that work, all of the transformation you just had in yourself as it relates to your business and entrepreneurship, to the practical and strategic processes of business. So I built a course. Actually, I won't even call it a course. I built a program that does all of that. It's a combination of the work that we do here on Unstuck as it relates to business and entrepreneurship, but then it's also all of the actual practical processes that I've learned in the 7+ years of being an entrepreneur to attract clients, to sell without feeling sleazy. So this intentional selling, to learn how to market your and brand yourself, to create content that is engaging and attracts your dream client, to even know what your dream client is so you know who you're talking to and what kind of messaging you need to have with them. And then what kind of offer you want to create? How do you want to help people? And how do you want to connect with people? Do you want a podcast? Do you want a blog? Do you want a YouTube channel? Your offer, do you want it to be an online course? Do you want it to be one-on-one in-person coaching, one-on-one online virtual coaching? All of this, what do you want? And then how can you apply it in its most simplest strategic sense to where it builds your business, but does so while you are in alignment, while you are using your intuition, while you aren't stressing out and burning out and feeling defeated and overwhelmed and all this stuff that can typically come with entrepreneurship. So that is what's going to happen in the Unstuck Entrepreneur. So as I said, I want to call it a course because that's part of it, but that is not all of it. It's really a full-on mentorship experience because there is a course which was kind of fashioned after the Unstuck project, except specifically for businesses and entrepreneurship. So there is a course with tons of video lessons, a whole Unstuck Entrepreneur journal for you to fill out and follow along with and to really, really do the work, to really get to the bottom of why you currently aren't in the business of your dreams. Because if you aren't there, then there's that gap and we need to figure out why that gap exists. So we do so in that, but then there's also 6 group coaching calls, which are going to be probably at least 2 hours in length each, very in-depth group coaching calls to go through everything that you've ever needed to know to grow a business and to grow a successful, stress-free business. So we have group coaching calls and we have kind of like a mastermind too, all in one, where we are in this community together with people that are colleagues and friends and peers that we can all strategize together and share our wins and share what we're working on and get advice and ask for opinions and all this fun stuff that we get to do together as a group. So as you can see, I'm very excited. As I said, it is for entrepreneurs, either current or future, in the wellness space. So with the goal of helping people get healthy, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of the above, whatever you have found to be your cup of tea, that is what will be a good fit for this course. And as I said, it is for people that understand that business is not just about the strategy. Yeah, it's important, but it's not actually really that important. What's way more important is who you are and who you wish to become and how you are showing up in your business and what kind of thoughts and emotions and beliefs and actions do you have when it comes to entrepreneurship. All of that is what is going to create your success. I promise you 100% money back guarantee that that is what is going to create your success. So if you can get behind that and understand that and potentially understand why all of the other courses out there for entrepreneurs didn't work for you or won't work for you. You've paid for all these other things and still you're in the same spot, then hopefully you'll understand that it's not because you need more Instagram followers or a bigger email list or all these other things. It's because you got to work on yourself first. You still have a block, and that block will continue to be there until you do the work in the Unstuck Entrepreneur. Then, hey, it is going to be a breeze to get people on your email list and to get more followers and to have clients wanting to work with you. All that stuff is going to come easily and naturally once you do this work first. So that is why we start there and then we move on to also then look into that strategy and really apply what you now know to the strategy, as in like the marketing and sales and content creation and all that stuff. Okay. I'm so excited. So we're going to do all that together. If that sounds good to you, head to seanminor.com/entrepreneur. I know that's hard to spell. That's why I've linked it in the show notes. Don't worry, just head there and click, or you can even just go to my website and you'll see it, seanminor.com. You will see it, or my Instagram, or if you get my emails, all those have the link. I am right now looking for a very, very, very small group of founding members to go through the course, provide feedback, just be my crew. And because of that, it is a 60% discounted price for this round of entrepreneurs only. First come, first serve. Once it's gone, it's gone. Once those seats are filled, it's closed. That's it. That's all I can do. So if you are in, then make sure you're getting your seat ASAP. All right, let's chat failure. We'll start with a quote. This one comes from Arianna Huffington, whom I love. I think she has some amazing advice. This says, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. Again, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success, which basically says failure is going to happen. Failure is part of the process. And if you don't ever experience failure, it's because you're not shooting for success. You're not getting out of your bubble. I think that we can all agree that one of the biggest blocks we have as a society is the fear of failure. That's where a lot of our stuckness comes from. We fear failing as a parent. We fear failing in our relationships, in our careers, as business owners, with our health goals, with our finances. Literally everything we try to do today in our world has the potential of failure attached to it. And we've all probably been there too. We've all been in that place of failure where it didn't feel good. It sucked. If someone was mad at you for failing, or you got written up at work for failing, you got in a fight with your partner because you failed, your parents were mad at you because you failed. There's a lot of negative outcomes that happen just from failing. And so we have this protection mechanism built in to where our ego is going to do whatever it takes to not put us in that situation again. And so we stay stuck, scared to take the next step that could lead to success because it also could lead to failure. I think that what I'm going to share today is not something you don't know, but I think it is something that we need to be reminded of a lot, and definitely way more than we currently are. So to really hit it home for you, I have, let's see here, 7 different truths about failure. Again, these are probably all going to be reminders, and really what I'm hoping to get at, what I'm hoping you will come away with in this episode, is that failure is not a bad thing. We have associated it with a negative outcome, but it's not. And as Arianna said, it's part of the process. we can't have success without also having failure. So as soon as we can really understand all that and everything else I'm going to share today, I think we could potentially have a lot more success because we also are willing to fail. All right, so let's go through some of these truths about failure. The first one is that failure is inevitable. It is expected, and hopefully we can get to the point where we even welcome failure. And why I want it to be to that place where you don't mind it and you expect it and you welcome it is because that means that you are working on something big. You are trying. You are taking a risk. You are getting out of your comfort zone. So if you are failing, it's because you're trying something, because you are getting past that ego fear and moving beyond that to do something great. And that's super important and really should be celebrated, even if it comes with failure, because it's going to. And that leads me to my next one, which is the cool thing is that failure really is just a learning opportunity. And when you can see it this way, as you are working towards something bigger and really getting outside of your comfort zone and really making something happen, that when you do fail, because you will, all it is showing you another path. It's showing you what works and what doesn't, which means it's going to make success even more inevitable. It's going to make it a clear, non-obstructed direction towards your success as you learn from these failures. So for instance, let's say you're in business and you do something to try to get clients and no one responds. Well, then all that means is that you know that's not a good tactic to use. So you're never going to try that again. You're never going to spend money on that again or waste your time and energy on that again. And that's a really great thing to know. Or say you're in a relationship and it doesn't work out. It doesn't mean that you'll never have a successful relationship. It just gives you a ton of information on what you do and don't want in a relationship. I think any of us that have had relationships that didn't work out, we are pretty darn thankful. All of the lessons that we learned from that quote-unquote failed relationship. Another example, say you discipline your child a certain way and it backfires for whatever reason. So instead of feeling like this parental failure, you learn that that's not an effective tool for you to continue to use with your child in your disciplinary action. That's all it is. So you, again, can spend your energy and time thinking of another way that will be more effective and never using that tactic again. Simple as that. What is important to know here in all of these examples is that never in any of this, and ever as a failure, does it say anything about you as a person or even you as a person in that situation. It doesn't mean that your business is a failure. It doesn't mean that you're a failure as an entrepreneur. It doesn't mean that you're a failure as a parent or that your relationship with your kid has failed. It doesn't mean that you're not good at relationships or you're a failure in that relationship. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means that there's a better way. There's a different path for you. And that failure is pivoting you to that right path. How cool is that? Number three, failure does not and will never mean to quit. It doesn't mean to quit. It doesn't really mean anything, as I mentioned, except to try another route, go a different direction, brainstorm, get creative, see what else feels good, try something different. Keep moving, but take that new knowledge that you have from tip number two, which is that it's a learning experience, and go after it. That's all it means. That's all it means. Number four, failure actually creates opportunities that you may never have thought of had you not failed. And that is why failure is critical to success, because it is literally leading you on the path to success by showing you what doesn't work. So it's giving you more opportunities to create success. Now that's like kind of a helpful thing. Wouldn't you say? Maybe it's not so bad to fail. Number five, when you are resisting failure, really what you're doing is striving for perfection. And we did a whole episode about the problem with perfectionism. It was one of the most popular episodes of Unstuck ever. So a lot of you out there are working on your perfectionism. And when you are working on being perfect, which doesn't actually exist, what you're doing is trying to resist failing. And so if you can work on your perfectionism, which listen to that episode, I'll make sure to link it in the show notes, then by default, you are also working to heal your fear of failure. You will get over that hump as you work to release your idea of perfection. So that's really cool too. And hey, you're feeding two birds with one seed there. Number six, failure is a non-optional tool for success. As I've mentioned, as Ariana mentioned, you really, truly, 100% cannot only experience success. You just can't. In order to do so, you also will experience failure. They are two peas in a pod. It's part of it. It's part of the process. As I mentioned, that's how your path to success becomes clear, because of those failures. So just know that if you do want to achieve success in your life in any area, and as I mentioned last episode, I don't think that success has one particular definition. We all have very different definitions of success, but however that looks like to you, just know that if you really truly want to get there, then know that failure is going to be a part of it, and just be okay with it. And number seven, really important to note, it's okay to temporarily be upset by your failures. I don't want this to make it seem like we're not allowed to be upset or be mad at ourselves or sad or whatever it is, or embarrassed or whatever happens when you do fail. It is going to come with some sort of negative emotion, and you know, pretending like that doesn't happen is not going to get us anywhere. You are going to temporarily feel something. And it's important to say, okay, I failed and now I'm embarrassed. I failed and I'm kind of mad at myself about that. But then get over it, right? So feel that, do what you need to do to express that. Punch a pillow, go for a walk, do some yoga, meditate, whatever you need to do to really work through that emotion that came from the failure, and then move on. And then seek out that opportunity, seek out that learning experience. So, you know, I think we get into a pickle here when we either wallow in that negative emotion that was caused by the failure. So we end up wallowing in it. And then we also never really return back to the scene of the crime, so to speak, and dissect it a little bit and see what that learning experience was, or see what we can take away from that failure, knowing that it's not a bad thing and knowing that it's inevitable and knowing that there is so much opportunity in that. We never really go back to it. And so what I encourage you to do is to be okay in feeling that negative emotion that you feel, express it, get it out of your system, no wallowing, and then go back to that failure, knowing that it doesn't mean anything's wrong with you, or you did anything wrong, or you're a failure, but that there is a learning experience, an opportunity there, and see what you can get out of it. All right, there we go. Doesn't seem so bad now, does it? it seems almost kind of like a good sign, because like I said, if you're failing, that means you are moving forward. You are expanding. You are growing. And that is the point of your existence here. And if you're not ever experiencing failure, then perhaps that means that you are stagnant, that you are playing small, that you are staying in your bubble. So consider that. And your homework, what I'd like for you to do is, first of all, think about past failures, because what that's going to do is really open up your ideas of why you feel the way you do about failure, why you might fear failure. Because if you can see what happened in the past and how you reacted, but then also how others reacted, maybe it was a failure in a relationship, or you're at work and your boss did something, or even, I mean, so much of our fear of failure comes from our childhood experiences, especially if we were put into competitive sports or really anything. I mean, I feel like almost all of us can probably relate to having some sort of competitive something during our childhood or while we were growing up. And, you know, having those like fear is not an option, or if you're not first, you're last, like those kinds of stories embedded into our experience with that, then that could be why you have this reaction or this fear of failure. So that would be my first part to your homework, is just to really explore your past failures and why you might have this negative connotation to it. And then also see if, thinking about past failures, what came out of it that was necessary for your growth or expansion, or what did you learn? I mean, every single failure that I have had, I can very clearly see why that was necessary. I can very clearly see how that helped me pivot or go in a different direction, or even just provide a clearer path into what was actually right for me. And I think that you can do the same if you actually take this opportunity and take the time to really sit and think about it and get out your journal. If you're a journaler, of course, you know I will always recommend that, and just see what comes up. And then just from there, be ready for it. Expect it. Be on the lookout for those failures so that you know you are expanding. That's when life gets really fun and really cool and really successful. Hey, look at that. All right, that is it for today. If this episode resonated with you, please do me a favor and let me know. Share it on Instagram, tag me so I know what you're listening to, what you loved about it. Send me a direct message. I'm at Sean Miner on Instagram. It's really the best place to reach me these days. But truly, there's nothing better for me ever than to see what you are listening to, see which episodes you're taking things away from. And, you know, it's great. So please tag me, let me know. It means so, so much. And again, if you are interested in the Unstuck Entrepreneur Program, head to seanminer.com/entrepreneur and see if it's a good fit for you. Can't wait to get to know all my entrepreneur friends so much better. Like, biz besties for sure coming up. I can't wait. All right, everyone. Until next time, take care.